This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I have a very special guest today all the way from Australia, Christina Foxwell. She's going to be talking about her new book, The Glass Angel. I'm so excited for her. And she's talking about coming out of your darkest moments and into light and clarity. Christina has led quite a journey in her life. She's had broken marriage, migration to a new country, but she was determined to succeed. And she was wrestling with her sense of self and worthiness, and she was able to overcome that. She encourages people to shift their world by stepping into growth for themselves. Welcome to the show, Christina. How are you doing today?
Oh, Mari, I am doing so well. Thank you so much for having me on the show. And hi to all your listeners. What a pleasure to dial in from down under, as they call it.
I love it. I absolutely love it. So tell us a little bit about the experience in your life that led you to creating what you call Ignite Purpose, your practice, where you guide others to their life-changing journeys, and then the book, because that's what we really want to focus on today.
All right. Well, why don't we start with this? I think I started my journey, actually, years and years ago in South Africa, and actually I had just come out of, I was still in a domestic violence marriage. I don't know how else to position that. And I got this job in an investment company as a receptionist. And I want to start here because this will take us to where I am today.
Okay.
And in order, I believe now, to escape some of my life, I threw myself into this job. Actually, it was just the right job at the right time. I think it was God-given. And I expanded who I was in that job. It was just amazing. Within 6 months, I went from reception to managing the internal office and the customer service team in this local branch at a coastal town of this investment company. And for the first time in a long time, I felt purposeful. Mm-hmm. And so coming to where I am today, my career started with finding my way and working my way up into different organizations, learning and testing and just being soaking up my environment. I ended up working for an international company. So if any of your listeners out there are familiar with a company called Achieve Global, which is now under the Miller Hyman brand, I worked for them in South Africa, and I had a team of people, and we were selling this research. Okay, we were selling this research on how to communicate better, how to sell, how to lead, but it was a how-to process.
Okay.
And people would come in, love the program, leave, and not really change. All they do is the process, but the process doesn't get you people's commitment to what you need them to do. The process is a communication tool, and it's important because we need the language of leadership. But without being the leader people want to follow, you can talk till you're blue in the face. And if you're not doing it from a place of purpose and generosity, people won't choose to be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went from there. I had a few general manager positions. I ended up being a partner for Huswaite for Australia and New Zealand, another sister company to Achieve Global. That was when I got to Australia. And I was just tired. I was tired of a few things. I was tired of the executive leadership battle that can happen. So if there's anyone out there who's in a career and you are busy having blood on the dance floor, as I call it, you know what I mean, and you want to do things, you want to change things, because this is not why people show up. And then I stumbled across Simon Sinek. And I must have watched his why video thousands of times. I could almost speak what he was. I wanted to get it, but into my heart, into my soul. And so I think I was pregnant with this business. There's probably no other way to describe it. It was growing in me. And in 2012, after I'd left that executive position, I then went and decided I don't want to be in leadership. I just want to be a normal person in an organization. By the way, that's a bad idea. Because if you've been an executive leader and then you go and be in the business, even if you think it's going to be a mental hiatus for you, you're trying to avoid what you're called for. That's the first thing. And the second thing is you're going to drive your leaders bananas because you're going to see all the things they could be doing. And you know, I don't think your place will be easily found, best way to position it. So I walked out of that job and I said, right, I'm starting this business. And I'm starting this business because I believe people matter. And I believe people need to be the center of organizations. And we need to help them find their purpose so that when they do, they're aligned to the organization's purpose and they find joy and passion in what they do. And that's what I did 10 years ago. I started this practice in my study. My husband didn't talk to me for 2 weeks. He was so overwhelmed. Because I made the decision without checking with him. I was just done. And we made it work, and I believe it has been the biggest catalyst of my change in my life. And I'm so grateful that 10 years ago I took that leap of faith into a purpose-driven space to start my transformation in depth. And so, yeah, I don't know if that helps everyone, but we coach people, we help organizations align, and I'll tell you what we really do. We help people see each other.
Ooh,
we help people see each other. And not for what we want them to be, but for who we are. And with that, we create compassion and generosity and understanding. And it's not easy because that's not how we're taught to be in business.
Not at all.
So I teach organizations how to love each other. How exciting. Woo-hoo!
It is exciting. And I love that. See each other. Because we are all people, but corporations are not a person. You know, a corporation is an entity. And so
exactly.
To be able to see somebody for who they are and value them the way they are for what they bring to the table, that's a fantastic experience. I love that. What do you think go ahead. You go ahead.
I was just going to add one more thing. I come from Africa, and there's a tribal language called Zulu, and there is a greeting in Zulu called Sawubona, and it's not hello, it's I see you.
That is so beautiful. Wow.
Imagine if we walked into our offices and we went, hello, Murray, I see you.
Aw, that's beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
We need so much more of that in this world, not just in business, but in everything, in all kinds of relationships and conversations.
In life.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So as you had this journey of growth and self-discovery, what do you believe is the most important or a couple most important things you learned?
So I had to learn to, and I'm going to say this to everybody out there, to stop trying to outrun shame and fear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the first thing I had to learn. Because my goodness, I was good at weightlifting my shame and trying to outrun my fear. Mm-hmm. And the problem with that is eventually you get to a place where you don't feel. And when you don't feel long enough, you isolate. And when you've isolated, you've created mental health challenges for yourself. And if you've heard of Dr. Gabor Mate, he talks about the mind-body connection. Your body starts responding to the pain of your mind. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing I needed to do. I needed to stop. And I needed to, and I'm going to use this word, but I want you to take the positive lens. I had to surrender to my story. Okay? And I remember years ago, I was so inspired, but I was still trying to outrun my story. When I had said, you can rewrite your story, I was like, I'm there. I am with you. I am rewriting my story. And I was like, how do I do that? how do I rewrite my story? Well, first I've got to stop. And I've got to go, I need to look at my story. And then I need to look at my story with love. So I need to stop, recognize I needed to stop running, stop proving, stop. And, you know, I can say stop, and it's built into our survival brains. So I don't think we'll ever fully stop those things, but we can take the power away and we can move into a space of wisdom, love, and generosity. And it has to start with ourselves first. So that whole journey of self-discovery transformed my life, my thinking, my marriage, my children, my relationships with friends, my ability to just sit with people, my compassion. And it's so incredibly important.
Yeah.
So incredibly important. And maybe one of the biggest things I've learned is acceptance, forgiveness, and just to wrap it into self-love.
Mm. I love that. Love that. Love the part about stopping, too. That you say, I just had to stop. Mm-hmm. And I've actually said stop out loud to myself about certain things in my life. And it's very powerful. Gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Very nice. So let's talk a little bit about the Glass Angel. We're going to go into our break soon, but just a little intro into the Glass Angel and the inspiration for that.
Great. So I'm going to read you the full tagline for the Glass Angel so that it kind of can seep into people's hearts. It's a guide to freedom, peace, transformation, and growth. And the Glass Angel was inspired when I met my now husband 16 years ago in Canada. I told him, it was Christmas time, and I bought these glass angels for my Christmas tree. But I looked at this glass angel, and I said to him, and I did it on text because we were in different countries. I said, I feel like I'm a broken angel. I feel like my wings are broken. And, you know, that story stuck with me, that I was broken. But I'm going to share with you what the Glass Angel is. It's a book about we are not broken. We are called for alchemy. We are called for transformation. We are called to transform our pain and our sorrows into our gifts. We are called to do that. We don't walk through life experiencing all these awful things for no reason. We're called so that we can look at it differently and use it to empower others' journey, but empower ourselves. See, the Glass Angel, the first part of this book, Mari, is an analogy about an angel that wings are broken and how she uses her pain to survive and to thrive. But she's not thriving, she's surviving. And eventually she meets an alchemy angel who shows her that with love and grace she can transform her pain into her greatest gift, and she can be free. And that's the first part. The second part is my journey from being molested as a 5-year-old little girl to trying to prove I was good enough. You know, I came from a church environment where I was very much caught in servanthood, which is not a problem, but it's a problem when my servanthood is connected to my worthiness. I'll be less so you can be more. I'll forget who I am so that you can exist. See, and that's kind of where it went. And so I talk about my story. I talk about my domestic violence, my rinse and repeat cycles of relationship behaviors that I went through, and the shame that followed me because of that. And then throughout each story, I seed that story with love. And I show the reader how to do that with their story. Because I think we need examples of how to do it. Don't just walk through your story and look at them and go, ooh, that's ugly, and then run again. Look through look at your story and go, yeah, that is hard. Yet maybe in that moment I was doing the best with what I had. Maybe in that moment it was what it is, and other people were struggling. So I need to seed forgiveness and love and a new perspective on my life. See, only through that will I be able to love me and be free.
Wow. Really powerful words, Christina. Thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you'd like to call in and talk to Christina or ask her a question, the lines will be open. You can dial 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. 3869. You can start dialing now, and we'll be right back.
From feeling broken and ashamed to unlocking potential and transforming your life, it is possible, as you'll see in Transformation Coach Christina Foxwell's new book, The Glass Angel. Foxwell shares her story of breaking free from shame and fear and finding hope, love, and freedom, and guides you to do the same. Get your copy of The Glass Angel, A Guide to Freedom, Peace, Transformation and Growth by Christina Foxwell at Barnes & Noble or on Amazon.
Cowboy Wisdom Hypnoacuity is wisdom energizing, fun opening personal expansion. Expands you out of yesterday, energizing today. Enterprising your dreams to experience your now connected desired life. Robert A. Wilson.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Maury Mitchell, with special guest Christina Foxwell, talking about her new book, The Glass Angel. Wow, everything you described about your book sounds absolutely amazing, Christina. What do you think?
Thank you, Maury.
Yeah, I just love it all. What do you think is the main message that you're bringing with the book?
The main message for me is that we don't have to stay in pain. Mm. The message for me is because I think we don't even realize how trapped we are.
Right.
And transformation is something that, and I like saying, it's taken my whole life for me to get here. I'm almost 50. It's not a magic wand. Someone's going to hit me on the head and suddenly I am walking through freedom. It's a choice to go through a process where I value myself more than the story.
Mm. That's really great. I love that. Value yourself more than the story. You know, you talk about the story a few times, and I love the part where you said, I can't remember the words you used, but in other words, you have to accept that story and stop running away from it. That is our story. You know, ugly as it might be, sad as it might be, it's part of us. But it's taking that
exactly.
And transforming it like you have done that makes you step into your power, become the powerful person you were created to be.
100%. But I don't think we sometimes think we're good enough.
Mm-hmm.
See, we've bought, I call it, I talk in the book, I've got some alchemy practices for people to start their journey. And I talk about moths and butterflies. Now, I'm very creative in my thinking, so I do not like moths, but I love a butterfly, and I'm trying to use a bit of a metaphor to describe negative thoughts and positive thoughts.
Okay.
And I think we have bought the belief that the story has told us about who we are for too long.
Mm-hmm.
And those beliefs, if we cannot change them and we cannot look at ourselves differently, we will stay trapped in the cycles of the circus that we're living in. And that could be from having tremendous drama in our life, or if our struggle is around relationships. Mine was very much relationship driven. So I kept getting involved with people who I needed codependency from. And mm-hmm. so when I was in that cycle, I was feeding them my personal power.
Yeah.
Because only when I did that did I feel safe. But what am I saying? I'm saying I'm not valuing safety in my own heart, in who I am. I'm forgetting that I have got this ability to live my life with joy, but I give all of that away to somebody else so that I can feel safe. Do you see how that is a belief based on a negative thought? And, you know, maybe the value that I hold is completely challenged when it comes to the difference between who I am and then how I show up. And I'll explain that a little bit. Maury, you know, I think when we're born with this innocent essence.
Yes.
With this beauty of who we are. I mean, my grandson is now two and a half. I look at him and he's inquisitive And he's just started throwing tantrums. So that's ridiculous to watch. And I have a good chuckle, right? Because I'm a granny. I can do that. But he's got this essence about him, curiosity, love, mischievous. He's so cute. And what will happen as he progresses in his life, he will get taught how other people need him to be.
Yes.
And through that, he might experience shame and fear, which he probably will, because that's what makes him human, right? Mm-hmm. But when I look at him, I want him to keep his essence, because his essence is what makes him beautiful. It's what makes him unique. It's what makes him connect better. And we have forgotten how to do this. We have forgotten who we are. And we need to find ourselves. I used to see myself in my mind as in a cage, Laurie. And the cage was expectations. The cage was all the rules, all the things I need. And I'm not saying, please, you know, go out and do things that are going to be unkind. I'm saying if you're coming from a place of love and you're centered in love and you start with loving you first, those shame bars fall away. But you have to acknowledge that they're there and you have to forgive and release. If you don't do that, you will be trapped inside. And, you know, I think I use this analogy. When you meet someone and you fall in love with them, come on, ladies out there, guys out there, if you think about meeting that beautiful person in your life, right? You look at them and you see them and they see you. They don't see all the stories, but they just see you.
Right.
And people fall in love that way, don't they?
Yeah.
But then tomorrow, right, all my stories show up. And this is how it is. But we can be free of the fear and the shame of the story. And really, that is the key thing I want to impart into people's lives. I want them to, I use this analogy, dance in the rain. Right, versus fear the rain from falling. I can't change that the rain is there. I can look at the rain and think about how I had these awful experiences in the rain, or maybe I can just throw myself into the rain and dance and be joyful for this moment.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's talk for a minute about what you call your alchemy practice. Alchemy. I just love that word. I would love for you to give a little bit more on that.
Okay, so alchemy is that magical process of transformation, taking something that doesn't seem to be precious and turning it into something that is precious. And sometimes when we look at our lives, it has to be a form of alchemy. We have to go through a transformation process, because sometimes when we see us, and I coach people, the amount of people that wrestle with worthiness, wrestle with being good enough, push themselves every day. We all do. It's human, right?
Yeah.
And we get in our own way. And we know we need to change, but we don't know how to change, because if we change, does that mean we weren't good enough in the first place? Man, I could tell you a story, right? Choose to go through alchemy, and I choose to be that love is the magic that transforms my life.
So true.
Love is the magic, and I just think there is no other way to talk about it. Love creates compassion, generosity, kindness, mm-hmm. forgiveness. It helps us be better together. It dulls judgment.
Yeah.
It gives us the ability to have deep empathy. And it gives us the ability to shine. Because when fear is not present, we become a light.
That's so very true.
I'm hoping that my analogies and my voice today is touching people's thinking and getting them to think about it. Because my challenge is, if you are sitting in a dark place thinking, I'm alone, how do I deal with this? I'm so tired. Or let me flick it over for you. If you are pretending your story doesn't exist, and you are working so that others can be, you know, like you or feel that you serve them or you're achieving great things, but you're not connecting well with people. Your family don't see you because you're a workaholic. You are a control freak. I can keep going, right? Those are the coping behaviors that are locking you in from never looking at your story and never embracing who you are. Because it's telling you that who you are isn't good enough. You've got to be someone else.
Right.
You've got to control. You've got to, and you don't have to. Because you have the gift. You've got all the natural essence of all of those fear behaviors in you anyway. But when they come out in love, they come out beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
They come out to help others be in your space. You know, Mari, I was on the verge of, when I realized I needed to transform my life, I was sitting at an airport in Melbourne, Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see my fourth marriage go down the toilet really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't imagine the shame of going through this journey again. But I couldn't imagine the pain of keeping the space that I was in with my husband the way it was. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I was caught in saying something needs to give here. Something needs to change because I'm not giving up on him. I'm not giving up on this relationship and I'm not giving up on me. But it needs to change. It cannot stay the way it is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you where we are now. I get 15-second hugs so many times. It's amazing. We have conversations that are so uncomfortable we both want to pass out, but we go there because we love each other. I fall asleep holding his hand. Truly, I fall asleep holding his hand, and I am so grateful. I've started seeing him for who he is, not for who he isn't.
That's beautiful.
I've started creating clear boundaries. I've started learning from my, what I call lighthouse moments, my fear receptors that go off in the relationship so that I can start getting curious and own my part and then share with him how he can be accountable with me so we can be better together. But
wow.
That comes from love and not judgment.
It does.
And I'll tell you who I love most.
Yes.
I've had to love me.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to give my voice back to me.
Absolutely. I knew you were going to say that because love of self and seeing yourself through the eyes of love. Because we'd like to see everyone else with love, but we forget about us. Well, we're down to about 2 minutes. Let's tell the listeners how to get a hold of you and your book.
All right. Well, listeners out there, good news is it's available right now on Barnes & Noble and on Amazon. If you want to go and check out the reviews, go to Goodreads. You can find me there, Christina Foxwell. The reviews have been beautiful. People's lives are changing. If you're ready to really reflect on how to start your journey, please, please do that. If you want to touch in with me, go and have a look at my website, www.ignitepurpose.com.au. You've got to add the AU because I'm down under. Yeah, if you actually Google me, you'll find that there's many places where I'm speaking and sharing because I am determined that the transformation I am experiencing and going through, I want to pass on. I want to pass it on because I want your life to change. I want you to be free.
That's amazing. That's beautiful. So Christina's website, ignitepurpose.com.au, you can find it right here on Blog Talk. You just click right on it from here. You can also find Christina on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Just click on my radio show page, and she's there already with her photo, a link to this interview, and a link to her book, to her website where you can find her book. Also, this has been a live interview, but a recording of it will be available right after. So spread this news. Spread this to people that you know. Christina, it's been absolutely fabulous having you on. This is your second time on, but it's just as exciting as the first time, if not more. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Mari, thank you for being in my life.
Oh, Thank you so much. And thank you for listening in. Like I said, spread this. The replay will be available right after. And thank you for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Bye for now.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.